I believe that no other will, how can you say, would be his.
Uh-huh.
Please, I believe that. I don't know. You studied about it in Ephesus.
I don't know.
I don't believe it. I just eating it.
Well, how about this condition when you have moist air and you go out, maybe in the evening, it'll start to get sort of milky outside and this mist swirls around? Fog?
Oh, yeah. Boy, it don't fog here much, but you go down here in Texas, about Texarkana, and you can't drive there. It just rolls. Yeah. Have you ever been into it that way?
Yeah. I don't like it.
Oh, you can't see a thing. It just will come rolling and maybe be 10 minutes. You have to kind of stop to get over. They have fog lights down there, but it won't stop at all. But yellow light won't. You can't get through that fog.
Mm-hmm.
But it's damp close. It's a low down country. It's damp. And that fog comes in layers, you know. Just
mm-hmm. You have much foggy weather here?
No, not too much.
I know I don't like to drive in that stuff.
No, it's too hot and dry here. It's just from the fog.
Speaking of dry, now what would you call a long, extended period of dry weather?
I'll let you try to answer that first. What you see, what you feel.
Well, I ain't got my mind made up now. What I'm going to
call it drought.
Yes, drought. That's right.
Uh-huh.
What we tend to call
it. Was it bad here in the 30s that way?
Certainly, just
right
up
there. Just all over.
It wasn't much water. We didn't have much water. Our pond must have went dry.
Hmm. Well, what would you say if there wasn't much wind and then it started to blow and there was a gentle breeze and then it started to get stronger and stronger? What would you say the wind was doing?
Well, the impression I'd have was that wind sure blowing strong or something like that.
Did you say picking up?
I hadn't said anything.
No, I thought a little while ago we were talking about this and you said the wind was picking up.
Well, we do that a lot of times, you know, say picking the wind's picking up and getting stronger.
Uh-huh. And what if you had this wind and it starts to get less and less?
Well, we always said it's keeping calm.
Uh-huh.
Wind's calm. That's all I could say. Now, what'd you say?
I don't know what I'd say. Wind is letting up, maybe, or
wind
dying down. I don't know what I would say.
It's about to cease, so we said that a lot of times. Wind ceasing.
Uh-huh.
Main word for it.
They all do the same thing, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
Oh, in the winter, when you go out some morning, you see that white stuff all over everything on the roof and on the grass. What do you call that?
That's frost.
Defend.
Now, if I were to ask you something, would you tell me what frost is?
It's ice particles, isn't it?
Uh-huh. It's dampness, it's cold air hitting damp air, you know, and that's the way I'd kind of explain it, you know.
It condenses and then freezes.
Freezes.
Uh-huh.
Ice is frozen. You know, now, funny thing about that, now, I say you're up down in the bottom country where the land's low on the river. That frost will come and kill everything on that river, the low land, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Big foulness, it'll kill everything. You take this country down here and maybe it'll be 15 days. That'll be dead 15 days before it strikes down, before it frosts on this country.
There's 15 days more of gardening, huh?
And you take the cattle range up there in the mountain north of here, where we live, 10 or 12 miles up there.